Hello, my name is Talia Smith, and you're listening to Once Upon a Time, a storytelling podcast. Hey friends, it's been a while, but today is International Podcast Day, so we just had to celebrate. In lieu of a traditional episode, today I took to the streets to ask some of my friends and family about their favorite stories. Or, I should say, their most recent stories, because as you'll hear, it's not always their favorite. We'll go through books, movies, and even some TV shows. And I guess you'll get some fun little comedic bits along the way. We're going to start today off with my favorite conversation, movies. And who better to start a conversation about movies than the woman who introduced me to movies in the first place, my mom. So listen in as my mom, my grandma, and a couple of my friends talk about the last movie they watched.
Is Deborah Smith, and I know you because I'm your mother. The last narrative would have been Barbie movie. I thought it was fantastic, and it was relatable to many age groups, so I enjoyed watching it with my children and my mother.
And would you recommend it?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Hi, my name is Marie, and I'm Talia's grandma. My last movie that I saw was The Little Mermaid. And I liked it, but I was a little bit disturbed about some of the scenes. I have a fear of ocean. I have a fear of drowning. And some of those parts left me a little uncomfortable, but I thought the actors in the movie was good, except I feel that that's too dramatic. I worried about what young children would have thought about it, and if that would have instilled a fear in them like it did with me when I was young. I didn't want to be negative about it, but I thought, why does Disney always have to have a villain or something scary? Otherwise, it was good.
Yeah, I agree. That was cute. I liked the music. Did you like the music?
Oh, I did. I loved the music. And I thought the characters, the female and male characters, were good. All of that was good. Amazing. It's just the certain scenes were unnerving. That was it, but it was good.
My name is Hannah David, and I was on two episodes, the Wizard of Oz episode and the Nutcracker episode. The last movie I watched, Practical Magic. It was actually my first time watching it, and I really liked it. I didn't really know much about it other than I had heard it's a great movie to watch this time of year. So my roommates and I sat down and watched it on Saturday night, and I really enjoyed the story, and I thought, you know, it very much gave off spooky fall vibes, which I liked. I would absolutely recommend Practical Magic to the group. I thought it was a great movie.
My name is Max Miller, and I know you because we went to grad school together. Oh, I watched that new movie on Netflix, Love at First Sight. I loved it, and I cried. 10 out of 10, would recommend. My favorite part was when the girl shows up and thinks it's a funeral, but it's actually, like, awake, and the woman's alive.
Incredible. Well, now that you got your movie recommendations, I think it's time for us to imagine ourselves curled up on a comfortable chair with some hot cocoa or a good cup of tea, reading a book. We've got a couple of good book recommendations here. You'll hear from my other grandma and a couple of my friends. Stay tuned.
I met you when you were 15 minutes old, and my name is Leah, alias Mimi, to you. This is so embarrassing, but it was a cute little book.
Tell me everything.
Oh, Lord. Its name is Elvis and the Dearly Departed. Elvis is a basset hound who thinks he is the reincarnation of Elvis Presley. Callie is his person.
Uh-huh.
And they work at the Eternal Rest Funeral Home, and she does the makeup. You would think this would be dark. This is actually very funny. I would recommend it to someone who really, a break where they sometimes can laugh outside at Elvis, or laugh out loud at Elvis. But I would not recommend it to anyone who doesn't appreciate Southern cozy mysteries.
I'm Marina. I am Talia's roommate. The most recent book I read was River Woman, River Demon by Jennifer Given. I read it on Libby. Libby is an app that connects you with ebooks from your local library. So I get my books from the DC Public Library system, but they come straight to my phone. Yeah, this book is the story of a family living in New Mexico who practices some fabulous Chicana witchcraft. And finds themselves in the middle of a complicated murder mystery plot, and deals with it through family, community, and a little witchcraft. It's a blast, and I would highly recommend it.
My name is Rachel. I know you because we have been best friends since school. The last story I consumed book was called, Endurance. By Alfred Lansing. It's a nonfiction story, and it's all about Ernest Shackleton, who is, I guess, an explorer, I guess is the correct term. He was known for traveling to the Arctic, and this story was all about, I think it was his third trip to the Arctic, but the goal was that they were going to be the first expedition to cross the continent of Antarctica. I did enjoy the book. I think the story is relatively very interesting. Like, some of the stuff that happens in it is very crazy. And, like, stuff that you're like, there's no way that happened. Like, but it did. I would say there's a little bit too much boat lingo in it for me. So, like, you kind of had to get through that. Luckily, it's not a long book. It's only, like, 200 or 300 pages. So, like, it wasn't that long that you'd think on the boat.
Would you recommend it?
I would. I would give the stipulation that it is a nonfiction book. It is written, I think, relatively well for a nonfiction, like, interestingly for a nonfiction book, because I think sometimes nonfiction books can get a little, dull.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Although, I guess I might be in the minority. We read it for my book club, and, I think only, like, two of us really liked it. Someone thought it was okay, and then the other people were like, I was not interested. And then I was like, well, okay.
My name is Julia Gilstrap, and I know you through a group of friends. Well, the last book I read was, I actually finished it last night. It was called The Unexpected President, The Life and Times of Chester A. Arthur by Scott Greenberger. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I had a very, very low opinion of Chester A. Arthur. I didn't know very much about him and his presidency. And obviously this is one biography, so it could be a pretty biased biography. I don't know that much about the man. But my understanding of Chester Arthur is incredibly more nuanced and more forgiving of him than it once was. And he seems like a pretty good guy, honestly. The introduction of the book, the author had said something like, Chester Arthur is a man who went wrong but corrected himself at the end. And I was like, all right, that sounds easy out. But I think it was pretty good analysis. I learned so much about DC and New York, two places in which I live. You should read this book if you have any interest in presidential history.
My name is Samantha Weinberger. Talia Smith and I met in college. She's one of my very best friends. And yes, I have been on the podcast. Ooh, okay. The last book I read is from the Warrior Witch duology. It was called The Frozen Crown. I loved it. So I like to read a lot of fantasy books. I think it's because I think our real life is too boring. And so if I can imagine myself in like a random faraway place with, you know, mythical creatures, I can like picture it in my head and I just dive right into the storyline. And the plot, and just the overall adventure of it all.
Finally, we have some TV shows. You'll hear from a couple friends, my sister, as well as our fearless co-producer, Emily.
My name is Juliana Pica, and I know you because our moms are best friends, and then they had babies, and the babies became best friends, and we are the babies. So I'm currently watching How I Met Your Mother. I'm on the final season, and now I love it. I have to be honest, I was watching it as a recommendation, and I felt like I was kind of pushing through it at the start, and I think that it has a lot to do with, like, it's kind of hard to watch things from the 2010s now. You're like, ah, just things that, you know, they thought were funny or, like, objectively not funny, or, you know, just maybe stuff doesn't hit the same because it's not as topical. But now that I'm at the end, I really love it because it was a show full of Easter eggs. And as a Taylor Swift fan, I appreciate an Easter egg.
Amazing. So you found this from a recommendation. Would you go on to recommend it to somebody else?
Yes, I would. But I would caveat a lot of those things, I think. I'd be like, what? Versus the person who wanted me to watch it was like, it's just the best show ever, period. And at the beginning, I was like, this is objectively not the best show ever. For me. And maybe for some people it is. And I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum. You know what I mean?
My name is Caprina Denise Smith. We share a mother. Actually, we're sisters. I was on Betsy Thorne Park because she was an icon in the historic Sykesville where we grew up. Currently, I'm re-watching Gilmore Girls because it's the start of fall. And how can you start fall without watching Gilmore Girls? I like Rory pretty much like pre-college, and then the later seasons get a little frustrating. But I really enjoy the Year in a Life, the one that came out in 2016. That one is so funny. And I thought they were going to come out with another one, but it's literally been so many years. I thought we'd get a part two of that. Personally, I think that Logan is the best one for Rory, personally, because he calls her out. He comes from the same kind of world of her grandparents, and she loves her grandparents. I like Jess, but in the early seasons, he's a total jerk, and he gets like a what's it called, a redemption arc?
Yeah.
And then his redemption arc, he's almost too good for Rory at that point, when he comes back into her life and is like, I've made something of myself, and like he's almost like too good for her. So I'd say that, and like no one likes Dean, and if you like Dean, like you're 16.
Great answer. Would you recommend Gilmore Girls to the fans?
I would recommend Gilmore Girls to the fans. I honestly think it's not like a girly girl show either. Well, maybe it is, but like I don't know. I think it's good. I think anyone can like watch it and enjoy it and get invested. And I think half the fun of the show is that you get angry at their decisions, but you keep watching.
Amazing.
Hi, this is Emily Joba. You may know me as one of the producers of this podcast alongside Talia. And I'm so excited we're doing this special episode. The story I've been engaging myself in recently that I've been really enjoying is the TV show Reservation Dogs. I just finished the series. They had three seasons that were on FX through Hulu, and they just wrapped on their third season. And honestly, I love when a show knows when to end. The third season really takes a different direction where you're focusing more on each of the characters individually and putting conclusions on their stories. And the show is really, while it deals with a lot of heavy things like grief, like suicide, losing family members, and there are even episodes in the third season where they start to unpack the trauma of boarding schools and residential schools, the way that the United States government has neglected reservations and tribes and all sorts of heavy issues like that. But the show also just looks at, you know, what I want to call teen hijinks. There's kind of this otherworldly element to this series as well, which all just really intertwines beautifully. I've been watching the show for the last 2 years, and it really has touched me in so many ways. I feel like I know the characters so well. I think the sense of humor is really great. As someone who lives in New Jersey and is white
and doesn't, I've never been to Oklahoma. I've never really been on a reservation or know much about that culture, but getting to see what that's like and seeing the community values and the culture and all that stuff. And the show is produced and made and acted by Indigenous people. It's just really cool. And I'd never seen anything like it before. And I hope to see many things like it again. So I highly recommend it if you just want some gritty, but lighthearted, touching, informative TV series. I highly recommend.
You can learn more about Once Upon a Time, a storytelling podcast, by checking out our Instagram and TikTok at A Storytelling Podcast. You can also email us at astorytellingpodcast@gmail.com. Our music this season is Hopeful Start by John Bartman. Once Upon a Time, a Storytelling Podcast is a production of Talia Smith and Emily Joba.
I do have a final question that we're asking everyone today. It's kind of silly. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who do you think is the most well-adjusted Jonas Brother?
Oh, goodness. Well, I think Nick is.
I think Nick at this point.
Definitely Nick.
It was going to be Joe if you had asked me a couple weeks ago, but now, honestly, I think it's Kevin.
Kevin.
Probably Kevin.
Oh, for sure Kevin.
Oh, I'm going to say Kevin. You never see an article about Kevin. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't, you know? Kevin wasn't dating and breaking up with Miley Cyrus. Kevin wasn't, you know, watching his wife on a Ring doorbell in another country because he asked her landlord for access to it. Kevin simply is. He's in New Jersey. You know what I mean? And I think that's really all we could ask for.
The end.